Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The holidays can be a time for cheer for some, but this time of year can also just be a difficult time. It can also be very stressful, especially for those navigating mental health, which can trigger the feeling of the holiday blues. We're going to have some important conversations with those sharing their personal experience, coupled with advice and resources about navigating the holidays with self-care. Sarah Marikis is an executive director for Adverse Childhood Experiences Resource Network, also called ACE for short, which offers trauma-informed care to individuals and more broadly, the community. We're also joined by Nefertiti Kemet Gajayi, a licensed clinical social worker with Stop Stigma SAC, as well as Sacramentan Mike McCarthy, who lives with mental illness and shares his story to stop stigma and discrimination. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Taking the time. Mike, I want to start with you. Can you just talk to us about your experience with Stop Stigma Sacramento, the nonprofit, and how you became involved?
Great. Thank you. I've been with that 6 years. I've been on what's called the Speakers Bureau, and I go out into the community with two other people, and we each tell our story. It's about 5, 6, 7 minutes, and it's something that I probably learn more by being there with everyone else. Mm-hmm. So I've really enjoyed it, and it's been very healthy for me.
How are the holidays this time of year, especially since not only for yourself personally, but being part of the Speakers Bureau with Stop Stigma Sacramento, what conversations come up during this time?
Well, I can only speak from my experience, and the holidays are tough because the normal things that everyone worries about, getting the right gift, staying within budget, being around family, those are there, and they're heightened at this time of the year. With respect to Stop Stigma, unfortunately, we haven't been able to go back into the schools, the corporations, the different people that we've served over the years. We miss it.
Mm-hmm. What would you like family and loved ones to keep in mind during the holidays?
You know, I think that we all have to communicate as best as we can. And that may be saying, hey, I'm not comfortable right now, or could you tell me how you're doing? And it's a two-way street, both for the family, because this is really a we thing. It's not just my mental illness, but it's a family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Nefertiti, you're a licensed clinical social worker with Stop Stigma Sacramento. I guess, is there a trend this time of year? What kind of, in terms of the number of people that are reaching out for support and resources during the holidays?
So I just wanted to clarify a little bit. I am a licensed clinical social worker, but I volunteer with Stop Stigma. Uh-huh. Yeah. So my role as a licensed clinical social worker is just a little different than my role here at Stop Stigma.
Why is it important for you to volunteer?
It is so important to volunteer because this is so important to my heart. This is part of who I am, and it's important to not only be a person with mental illness working in the field, but also to support those who are struggling, to let them know that it's okay.
You know, from that personal perspective, you know, how do you navigate seasonal or holiday blues?
My thing is just really taking care of myself, really communicating with my family members, and keeping in contact with those people that, you know, love and care for me. I also look out for warning signs, trying to manage those things before they come up too hard, right? Mm-hmm. And so just really looking out for the warning signs is something that I want other people to know about as well.
And Mike, I see you nodding. I mean, like noticing those warning signs. I mean, I imagine you have personal experience with that as well.
Absolutely. I can't say it enough. It's really important to try. I try to stay in my routines. I try to make sure that I'm checking myself and going, hey, am I okay right now? Do I feel safe? Am I, you know, doing the things that are helpful to me? Those routines are things like medications and counseling and staying on track with things like doing housework, mm-hmm. doing the laundry, dumb things like that, but they really help me a lot.
Yeah, they can be invaluable. Nefertiti, what do you think is missing from the conversation when talking about mental health and certain times of the year? You know, particularly right now, we're talking about mental health in context of, you know, the holiday season.
Everybody has mental health.
Yeah.
And if you're sick, even if you don't know what it is, you go to a doctor. And so just like with physical health, when you have a mental health concern, you go to a social worker, a psychologist, a psychiatrist to get that extra support. And it doesn't always mean medications.
When it comes to barriers, I would imagine stigma plays a big role in actually helping yourself with mental health, because we all go through those periods in our life. But unlike maybe, you sprain an ankle or you have a physical injury, you don't necessarily think of seeking out the support or resources. Is that changing now as we're having a bigger conversation about mental health as a community and as a society?
I think it is changing. I think with COVID-19, it has increased a lot of the services that are out there for people with mental health concerns. And I think that it's a way bigger conversation that we're having now, because so many more people are having issues with anxiety specifically.
When it comes to, you know, navigating this time or even any difficult time with self-care, what advice do you have to offer someone that needs help knowing how to navigate difficult times with self-care at front of mind?
Just being supportive of others can be really helpful. Getting out of your own space, getting out of the house can be a really big deal around this time right now as well. Taking nice walks, getting a breath of fresh air, and just really reaching out to a friend as well.
Sarah, that brings me to you. You're with the Adverse Childhood Experiences Resource Network. It's the ACE Resource Network. And y'all just kicked off a campaign called Holidays Are Hard, and you're wrapping around that campaign with resources and support and event. I mean, what are some of the ACEs, the adverse childhood experiences that individuals face, particularly when talking about the holidays and that they can be tough?
Yeah, thank you, Vicki. At the ACE Resource Network, we're working to increase awareness of adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, and toxic stress. And those include stressful, potentially traumatic events or circumstances that can happen to us as kids. This includes things like abuse or neglect, or having a parent or caregiver incarcerated when we're a kid. And like both Nefertiti and Mike have talked about, the holidays can be hard, and the holidays can be especially hard for people who've experienced difficult childhoods. It can bring up memories of past traumas or triggers. It may, as our routines are thrown off and sort of the busyness of the season distracts us, it can bring up, we can not feel well. It can bring up chronic pain and illness. And so what we're doing this holiday season is spreading that message, this simple truth that for many of us, the holidays are hard. And what we hope to do through that is to affirm and validate how people may be feeling. And we believe that it's an incredible first step to create a sense of safety that we can talk about some of these hard things, to reduce stigma, in the dark. Things can fester, and we want to shine a light on these issues that often aren't talked about, because we believe creating that place of safety and normalcy is a way that we can heal and grow. And to help people through the holiday season, we're doing a couple of things. First, what we're doing is we're providing tips and tools for people at numberstory.org/holidays that can help people navigate the holiday season. And some examples were just given about how we can communicate, we can set boundaries, we can check in with ourselves, we can create that support system ahead of a potentially really stressful situation. And so if you know the holidays aren't feeling so merry or bright for you, or if your light feels dim, or if navigating relationships are stressful, or if you're feeling lonely, or if family isn't welcoming, we're offering tips and tools on how to navigate that at numberstory.org/holidays. And a lot of these things are rooted in our childhoods. And what we're also doing in the community throughout Sacramento is providing resources and lifting up great groups in Sacramento that are providing support and healing resources, particularly for people with mental health challenges. And then at the end of the month, we're hosting a Found Family Festival on December 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. in Lavender Heights. And the Found Family Festival is a free community celebration that we believe is an antidote to the holidays are hard. We know that healing does not happen in isolation. It happens in community. And so we encourage listeners to come out on December 18th. We'll have some great musical performances by Jake Wesley Rogers and Betty Who. We'll have food and believe that coming together in community, reducing isolation, can help people make the holidays a little less hard.
I would imagine, Sarah, that by having these events during the holiday season, you really see the value in gathering with other people to reduce that feeling of isolation and to help ease, you know, whatever someone is going through and navigating during this time of year.
Absolutely. And that's why we wanted to create a place and space for people to do that during the holidays. Not only the holidays are hard, they're busy for many of us. We may be traveling. We may not want to travel. We may not be traveling and feel lonely. And so one of the things that we're doing in Lavender Heights, we have a beautiful strawberry tree. We call it the number story tree, where we're inviting people to come out all month long and take a moment to reflect on their strength and their resilience that have gotten them where they are today. And we invite you to come out by yourself or with a loved one, to interact with the tree and give yourself the space to sort of acknowledge the strength and resilience that you do hold. And for those of your listeners who are not in the area can also access the tree again at numberstory.org/holidays to take that moment, to find a moment of calm, of reflection, as we navigate what is often a difficult season for many of us.
Yeah. Finally, in the last minute or two that we have, you know, I'd love to end with some parting advice, because I think we all try to find the right balance of like expectation versus what we actually want to do during the holidays, right? And sometimes, you know, you don't really want to gather, but you feel like you need to, that the expectation is there from friends or loved ones. What advice do you have for people that are struggling to find that right balance? Nefertiti, I'll start with you.
Okay. So just really taking the time to, you know, eat and drink in moderation, right? And taking care of yourself in, you know, getting some exercise in, setting reasonable goals and expectations for holiday activities, and sometimes just communicating that you need to take a time out. You know, a safe break away from family and friends can sometimes be helpful. Sometimes we thrive in communities, but sometimes we need a little isolation just to, you know, be able to handle the stress of being around a lot of people.
Yeah, hit the reset button.
Hit
you
the
know,
reset
decompress
button.
Decompress a little bit, you know, because it's such a busy and can be really overactive and overstimulating time. Mike, I want to end with you.
Oh, thank you. I just want to express my gratefulness to my family or people that I get in touch with this time of the year. I just feel very, very blessed that I get to participate with them. And that helps me deal with my mental illnesses.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for joining us. It's such an important topic that isn't talked about enough.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah Murikis is the Executive Director of Adverse Childhood Experiences Resource Network, also called ACE for short, which offers trauma-informed care to individuals and more broadly the community. We have a link to the events that they have scheduled throughout December. We're also joined by Nefertiti Kemet Gajayi, a licensed clinical social worker and a volunteer with the organization Stop Stigma Sacramento, as well as Sacramentan Mike McCarthy. And with that is Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.